Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? Welcome back to part two of the top 10 takeaways from Andy Frisell and Ed Milet's Arete Syndicate Conference. And if you guys missed last week's episode, just go ahead and head over to themillionairemindcast.com and you can catch the first five takeaways. And I'll recap those in a quick minute. But with that being said, if you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of The Millionaire Mindcast. And please leave a review if you haven't done so yet on whatever platform you enjoy listening to this on. If you're new here and you get some value from today's episode, I ask you to do one of two things and or all the better, both, is to share this message with somebody else who really could benefit from it, because that's what this is all about. And number two is by leaving a review in iTunes or Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, whatever platform you like consuming this content on, it allows us to reach more people with your help. Today's review spotlight goes out to Chelsea1431. Chelsea, thank you so much for leaving a review in iTunes, as well as for shooting me a direct message and just sharing as you were going through some of the challenges that you're going through. Number one, you're not alone, right? And two, sometimes it's not necessarily about having all of the answers. It's about having the support system to get you through the storm and to have somebody to link arms with and to give you that confidence, to give you that emotional and that physical support as we're going through the challenges that we all go through. Because when you're stretching yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually in your life and you're looking for new breakthroughs, there's a lot of challenging shit that comes along with that. So thank you so much for sharing how this show has impacted you during one of those turbulent storms, and to hear about how you got through it and how you're thriving now today. You're just more equipped to go through more of those storms moving forward, and that's what this community is all about. So thank you so much. And if you guys want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is very simple. Leave a review, tag me on your social media story, and shoot me a direct message so we can connect. I love hearing about what you guys are up to and where you're at in your journey, because we're all on our own journey to unlocking a more rich and more fulfilling life for ourselves, for our family, for our employees, our business, whatever it may be. And doing that with other individuals who share those same goals and who have that same mindset is what gets me fired up to do life with people that I love and I share those common values with. So I am at Official Matty A on all of my social media handles. I would love to connect with you guys. And guys, we got the launch of the Rich Life Planner, the 2020 version, a couple different varieties available for all of you goal setters, all you planners, all you organizers that love to walk around. And why I love my Rich Life Planner is, one, it keeps me on track with my habits and really my top five to-dos for the day and my gratitude and all of the things in the weekly agenda and the goal setting and all that good stuff. But it is also kind of a memoir of my year, and to look back on all the planners that I've had and to see all the growth that I've experienced because I've tracked it and I've measured it. It's pretty fun to see that and look back on that. So you guys can go ahead and order those at therichlifestore.com. And if you guys want, I got a free gift for you guys, a very simple goal setting system that I use myself every single quarter when I'm setting my goals, when I'm setting my annual goals for the planner that I use with a lot of my high net worth clients and a lot of the coaching clients that I work with. You guys can get this same planning system in the PDF, the Smart Goal Planning System, if you go over to go.therichlifeplanner.com and you can download that for free. That is go.therichlifeplanner.com and you can get that free PDF, and it walks you through that entire process. A very cool, simple system for anybody that is, you know, a goal planner and a goal setter. But with that being said, let's dive into today's last five takeaways of the top 10 takeaways from the Arete Syndicate Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, coming right up. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. All right, so for those of you who didn't listen to last week's episode, you can go ahead and listen to that if you want a little bit more detail in some of those top five takeaways in part one. But to recap those core values, the importance of having core values and something to stand behind and to use as a North Star, as a guide for what you believe in and how you take action in your life. Same thing in your business, right? Number two was pressure is a privilege. You know, to create a psychology and an engagement with a lot of the negative things that maybe often get associated with pressure, and how that is a privilege to have that opportunity in your life and to be in that position to learn and grow and to come out on the other side as a more optimized human being because of that pressure. Number three is just getting over being embarrassed and worrying about the judgments of other people and just turning up the volume on you. Number four, on the good and bad things about routines and how you can make sure that you don't get stuck in a rut because of your routine. Number five is remember tomorrow, that every decision you do take or don't take and how it impacts you tomorrow. And those are really, really important things to keep at the forefront. Now, let's dive into 6 through 10. Number six, they talked about, at the end of the day, you know, we all have negative thoughts on a daily basis. And Ed Mylett was up on stage, and man, you know, to see both of these guys, Andy Frisella, Ed Mylett, multiple, you know, let's say hundreds of millions of dollars in net worth, to share the fact that they have daily negative self-talk themselves and they have doubts themselves, you know, just humanize them a lot, right? But at the same time, just because they have those thoughts, it's the thought right after that that counts. And, you know, self-doubt is the number one killer of people achieving their potential, of achieving their dreams, achieving the greatest success that they can achieve. And really, you just have to remember that every single day, you're going to have those thoughts, those doubts, those fears. I have them every day. They create a lot of anxiety for me a lot of the time. And it's really all about creating this discipline of counterpunching. Counterpunching the negative thoughts with spoken word out loud. This is the one takeaway that I had. Counterpunch those negative thoughts, not back in your own mind, but with spoken word out loud. You might feel a little crazy, right? You might choose when to do that spoken word out loud, but very, very important to what they call contain the knockout, right? Those are punches that your negative self-talk is throwing at you, and you got to contain that knockout. And you got to make sure that that negative self-talk doesn't, one, win, and two, don't let it bleed into other areas of your life and get back to those small wins and get back to those positive thoughts. No matter what, right? Don't let negativity overcome your positivity. And it sounds cliche, but positivity is always going to win out in the long run. Number seven, E plus E equals D. Andy Frisella shared this up on stage and this shit got me fired up. And it was tied in with this, you know, beast mode mentality. It kind of reminded me a little bit of David Goggins, if many of you are familiar with David Goggins. And E plus E equals D equals is really, it is empty plus extra equals domination. Empty the tank, then do something extra above and beyond after you left it all out on the floor. And you do that day in and day out in everything that you do, kind of that word, arete, excellence, right? Bringing that excellence to everything that you do. You empty the tank, then you do something extra above and beyond, and you are ultimately going to find domination in certain areas of your life. And this is really the opposite of average, right? And average is what is forgotten when you pass on from this life. And I don't want to be known as average. I know that you don't want to be known as average. You don't want to achieve or live or accomplish average things in your life. And to be average, in my opinion, is to commit the greatest crime against yourself. And, you know, Ed said to commit the greatest crime against your God, right? Because God created you to go and do amazing things in your life and not to be average. And somehow along the way, society, family, friends, beliefs, experiences, whatever it may be, life beats us up into thinking that average is okay. And the difference, especially when remembering this empty plus extra equals domination, is champions know how to execute when everyone else slacks or stops altogether. And that's what most people do on a daily basis. And you look at the people who do and achieve extraordinary things in their life, they find a way to tap into this, whether they are feeling motivated to do it or not. It becomes a discipline. E plus E equals D. Number eight, never miss an opportunity to sell the vision. You know, I thought this was especially in business, and really it can be for your family. Sell the vision to your family on what you guys stand for, what you guys believe, what your goals are that you want to achieve as a family. Same thing in your business, same thing in your health, right? Be the Don King, who is one of the best promoters of all time when it came to boxing. Be the Don King of your vision and your mission, right? And make that message omnipresent. By you talking about it every day, one, you begin to believe it at a much deeper level, but then the people around you begin to buy into it and become clear on what it is. And that will attract, like a magnet, the people that want to be a part of that vision and want to be a part of that mission. Number nine, if they don't want your life, they aren't going to change or follow you. And I found that really interesting to think about that, because I look at a lot of the people that I look up to as role models and influencers. And it's not always the people who have money and cars and luxury and this. For me, it's the people who really have achieved great success, of course, financially, but also in so many other areas of life. And for me, right, and I'm not sure how it is for you, but just in general, people have to be inspired by the life that you live and what you stand for and what you do to live that life in order to inspire change themselves. So oftentimes people like Ed Milet and Andy Frisella, you know, I admire and respect the hell out of those guys and how they live their life and what they believe and stand for and how they execute on a daily basis and the results they've gotten, which ultimately in turn inspires me to change myself. And so to think about that for you and the people that you're looking to motivate and you're looking to inspire, don't just be the messenger. You have to be congruent and live your message every single day for others to want to follow you and for others to want to change in the ways that you hope you're going to inspire and impact them as well, right? If you want to be a true leader, a true influencer, you got to lead by example. And that's really just leading with integrity every single day. Great, great reminder and message to, you know, share with anybody that is looking to have and build a following, which I know many of you are. Number 10, this was a good one. We'll leave it at this. And there were many other takeaways. So if you guys want to know more, feel free to reach out to me at Official Matty A on Instagram or Facebook, and I can share my entire notes list with you. But number 10 was this idea of the no man's land, right? And you hear a lot of people say, oh, it's so lonely at the top. And one of the things that they talked about was it's actually not lonely at the top, right? It's lonely in the middle for a lot of people, because at the top, you're hanging with an elite circle of people that get it, a certain amount of people that understand it, a certain amount of people who want to do life intimately and closely with other people that share the same mentality, the same beliefs. So it really isn't that lonely at the top. It's actually quite fun, is what they said, right? And so it's really finding those people along the journey that you can strive to get to the top with, that share a lot of the same challenges, that share a lot of the same hurdles, that share a lot of the same wins and beliefs as you guys are leveling up together. So just know that one of the reasons why I created this podcast is to share a lot of these things. One, so you know you're not alone. And two, to create more connection and, you know, community between many of us who share many of these same beliefs and aspirations and goals in our life. And so if you guys haven't reached out yet to connect with me, know that I'm accessible and available. I love connecting with you guys and learning more about what you guys are up to. And if you want to connect with us more on an intimate and consistent basis, you can go and check out therichlifeacademy.com as well. But I think, you know, this idea of no man's land is that's just in your head. And don't let that make it so that you isolate yourself, and don't give yourself permission to go and find your tribe and go and find your people. And we are here for you. I am here for you. And I would love to connect with you guys. So hopefully these top 10 takeaways were extremely valuable for you. And if anything, one thing that was said today resonated with you, be sure, as always, to spread the love, make an impact in someone else's life by sharing this episode with them. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Leave a review if you haven't left a review. And let's connect on social media or offline, wherever it may be, matt@matthewson.com or @officialmattyA on my social media handles. and head over to therichlifeacademy.com or therichlifestore.com to learn more about the products and tools and coaching and accountability groups that we got available for hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself. With that being said, big love to all the people that are out there doing the best they can with what they have and taking massive action every day, trusting in the fact that you have everything you need to go out there and be successful, because you do. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.